Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Robin is in the room, but is not ready for prime time right now. She's still sleeping over there, and I'm just not going to wake her up, not at the moment. But welcome to the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we hope you'll join us in conversation here. Our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Uneventful week in the woods, and some of you may have been fishing or hunting this week. I'd like to hear about your experiences. We were able to hear from our winners of our muzzleloaders, our two youth winners, as a matter of fact, this past week. It was very nice to hear from them, and the fact that they got them appreciated the contest and appreciated the folks at CVA. I'm on the CVA website newsletter, and they keep talking about this new high-powered rifle they've come out with called the Cascade. Those of you looking for, you know, a centerfire rifle, you might want to check that out at CVA.com, BPIGuns.com as well. And they have a bunch of attendant websites for all the other products that they make. I mentioned that I broke the top of a ring when I was tightening the scope mount on my CVA muzzle loader, and I contacted my contact there that deals with the contest and asked him if, you know, I said, look, these are sold out on stock. Is there, you guys have any of these things laying around? And sure enough, in a few days, here comes a new ring for the top of my top ring of my Durasite mount. So I was very, very pleased with their service and everything else. They just treat their people very, very well, and I consider myself a people. And I was pleased to get that and install that. So I'll be shooting that gun this week. Muzzleloader season comes in today. The late muzzleloader season, so to speak. We're hopeful that we got a few folks out there. It's a beautiful day out there. It might be a little windy, touch windy, but you know what? That's not bad necessarily. The deer hopefully will be moving for you guys, and let me know that you're on your way to your stand here at WCBM 680, 922-6680, and what you hope to see, and how'd you wind up your firearm season? A lot of people did not see any deer during firearm season, or very few deer, or very limited days that they saw deer. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but after the first day, it was kind of quiet for me. So I think I did tell you what happened last week, and I won't go over that again with the two bucks in the field, but it was a fun story. And I got to hunt with my grandson, Jacob, so that was great. That was great. So we've got a new sponsor today, Russum's Furniture Auction. Their sportsman's auction is January 1st, Sunday, January 1st, online and in person in Sudlersville, Maryland. So we'll bring you more information about that. And then next week we'll start announcing the Great American Outdoor Show and the NRA Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which starts on February 4th and runs for 10 days. We'll be talking about that, and then we'll start giving tickets away after the first of the year. After the muzzleloader contest, we'll give sets of tickets away. We have 12 tickets, so that'll be six sets of tickets we can give away to a lucky listener. Not sure how we're going to run that contest yet, but we'll figure it out. We always do, and the folks always get their tickets. So, a little coffee there to lube the pipes, and our muzzleloader contest continues until December 31st, when we give away the brand new CVA LRX in 45 caliber, the long range muzzleloader. This is a highly touted muzzleloader. Very nice. Probably the most expensive muzzleloader we've given away, but we don't pick them. CVA does. And so I guess they want us talking about the LRX. And if you'd like to see one of these, I think Clyde Sports Shop has some in stock, and we'll talk about them in a little bit. But I think you should check that out, you know, online and so forth. And to get into contest, simple, call the number 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Aaron will answer your call, and you leave your name and your phone number with Aaron, and then go on the air with me and Robin, and that'll be very simple. Well, December 18th, 1988, that was 34 years ago. Tomorrow, this show debuted on WCBM 680 in this current time spot with the current introduction music, the banjos, with a song with no name. And so after tomorrow, we'll be entering 35 years on the radio. Now, there was a little break there back in the early 2000s, about a year and a half. We were off the air due to a dispute with a former general manager at WCBM, but that got resolved, and we came back on the air with not the Maryland Sportsman anymore, but it was now the Outdoorsman radio show, which is what we've been known as for nearly 20 years here. So we hope you help celebrate our 34th anniversary going into 35 years, and I look forward to talking with a bunch of our listeners. I know a lot of folks have been listening since the beginning of the Outdoorsman, and even a few out there that listened during the old Maryland Sportsman show for a long, long time. So this has been quite a run. I've enjoyed it for the most part. Enjoyed talking to our listeners. And speaking of anniversaries, yesterday was Robin and my fifth anniversary, and I posted that on Facebook in the morning. And I was very, very pleased and surprised. Over 160 people responded, a lot of comments from people whose lives we've intersected with, a couple of people from Western Maryland, a couple people in DNR, a couple people who I've fished and hunted with over the years, a couple people who are listeners to the radio show, a couple family members. And it's just amazing the reach of social media. But I was very pleased to see that. You know, the folks commenting, and it makes you very humble when you realize that there's all those people out there who you've had interactions with, and maybe brief, and you know, maybe long term, that you just don't always think about, but you know, when you're they're in their presence, or you know, that type of thing. They think enough about you to send you well wishes. So we thank you for all the well wishes online, in person, and by phone and text. We share a anniversary with Don and Robin Travis. Don Travis had Travis Taxidermy in Chestertown for many, many years, and I've been friends with Don for probably over 30. We were to get together this week, but at the beginning of the week, I was sick. Then Robin got sick, so we're putting off our steaks on. We were to do it Thursday, which was, as you know, a nasty, nasty day. So what we did was delay our celebration for a week or so. We'll see how it goes. But congratulations to Don and Robin Travis for 50 years together. Let's talk to Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
You're up.
Alan, how are you?
I'm good. You're up. What's up?
I'm up. I'm on my way to Pretty Boy Reservoir. Yeah, we're going to fish a big fish tournament today up there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, the single biggest largemouth and the single biggest smallmouth. So you only bring one largemouth and one smallmouth in, and whoever has the biggest of each species splits the pot.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it'll be all right. That's I ain't been out in a while.
Yeah,
I've been dozing to go, man.
Yeah, been a little chilly. It's going to be a little chilly and windy out there, but I guess you guys will take the brunt of that and catch some fish.
Yeah, we'll get out of it. Yeah, we'll get out of it somewhere up there.
So what would be your technique today? Slow rolling spinner baits for the most part, or?
Well, the water's probably about, I'd say, 48, 47. Yeah. So I'd probably be dragging big jigs on the bottom. Yeah, a yo-yo and a spinner bait. And what else? I might throw a spoon around a little bit too.
Yeah. How about like a fluke back in the cover? You know, maybe just toss that in there and let it go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Jig it back a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Ned rigs work really good this time of year too. If you got the patience to fish them.
I got you.
You gotta drag them things super slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Miss Robin this morning? I haven't heard her yet.
No, she's asleep right now, but she'll be getting up here shortly. So.
Good for her.
Yep.
Good for her.
Yep. She
needs deer hunting. It's finally supposed to get cold enough to go deer hunting next week.
You're right about that. That's what I heard.
I can't go when it's warm. It's got to be cold for me to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like flies on my deer meat.
No. I understand it. I get you.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call, buddy. Yep.
Good talking to you, Alan. I'll see you.
You see you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another Mike in Dundalk. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Alan, it's Mike Sikowski. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How was your deer season?
Well, I haven't had a chance to get back out since I picked that muzzleloader up from you, you know, down in Easton.
Yeah. Well, you did go the first day, right?
Huh?
You did go the first day, right?
No, I didn't get to go.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
I wound up having to work. Take my Omega muzzleloader in after I seen you
right.
Went down there.
Right.
But I didn't see anything.
I got you.
But I went ahead and got a nice Bushnell scope with fast focus
lens
on it and all that and mounted that on that Wolf CVA I got from you.
Yeah, man.
So I just got to get out to zero it in.
Yeah.
Either when I get down here to muzzleloader hunt, I may set up a target and then
take a couple shots. Sure.
Yeah. Get it zeroed in. I'll take my Omega with me too. But
well, of course.
Yeah. You know,
of course.
Yeah.
Take the one that.
I'm anxious to shoot that one too. It being a break open. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're very nice, and of course easy access with, you know, knob on the back, that your breech knob, that's just very easy to change.
Yeah, you just have to make sure when you clean it that you really, lubricate them threads with some anti-seize.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that.
Because if you don't do that, you can lock them up. So, that's just like even a breech plug if you don't keep it clean.
That's right, and clean that breech plug out good, too.
So. Right.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Okay, tell Robin I said hi.
I will tell her.
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, Mike. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You too. All right,
bye-bye. All right, Glenn. How are you doing, Glenn, in Chestertown? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Robin's not up yet.
Not yet. She'll be up shortly.
Oh, I'm sure. I will do that.
I will certainly do that.
So.
How about you? How you been?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to get out deer hunting at all?
Yeah, I did. 3 or 4 times or so, but didn't get anything.
Uh-huh.
The first morning I saw four. Wait till they were together. And by the time I got the gun up and got my, scoops focused in, and they were getting a little too far away, so.
Yeah.
And then I saw two. I'm not sure if it was two separate ones. It was the afternoon.
Huh?
Or it was the same one seen twice within about 10 or 15 minutes.
I got it. Well, you never know. Yeah. Well, you got muzzleloader season coming up. You'll be all right.
So. Yeah. I'm not going to get a day or not.
Well, it's going to be fairly decent weather all week, but cold. So
yeah,
maybe you have a chance to get out. All right?
You take care and God bless you.
All right, Glenn. Thank you, buddy. Did you get my message the other day?
No, I guess not.
Okay, I left a message for you. I'll call you after the show.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, Glenn. There he goes. Well, we've got to take a little break here. You know, we have this gas fireplace insert that was just, this is just this room before we redid it. There was a fireplace in here, never used, you know, and I'm sure there might be one in your house somewhere where you just, you know, it's a decorative thing. You'd like to use it, but you don't want to haul the, you know. So we have the gas fireplace insert put in the fireplace from Enviro. It's an Enviro model, EX35. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is where we shopped and where we selected it. And they did the installation, and we love the follow-up and so forth. We love the convenience of the gas fireplace insert. But I will tell you, the folks at Enviro, they make a great pellet stove, freestanding stove, and a fireplace insert. So if you have that hole in the wall, you can turn that into a very efficient, very warm, self-feeding pellet stove, pellet insert in your fireplace. Or if you're thinking about a fireplace, if you're thinking about a wood stove or a pellet stove, check out the Enviro models at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, if you want to go wood, if you don't mind hauling the wood and that type of thing, well, the folks at Regency brand have a great selection of freestanding and insertable in that hole in the wall wood fireplaces as well. So why not stop by and find out what your options are for heat at Backyard Billy's? That's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You'll be ready for that cold weather that's coming this week, or maybe you won't. But maybe it'll teach you that you need to find out about your heat options. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's coming eastbound from the bridge. Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. That's for sure. Now, Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's has been with us forever. I mean, they were on the debut show 34 years ago. They did the entire run of the first section of the My Life on the Radio, the Maryland Sportsman Show. They've always been a Browning dealer, and we've always been able to talk about the BPS for the most part. The BPS, waterfowl season here. If you like that pump shotgun, the Browning pump shotgun, like I said, the BPS, a newly designed stock with a new look, a larger trigger guard, matte blue finish barrel, and forged machine steel receiver. Features bottom ejection, so your shells are going in the bottom of your duck blind or your goose pit, not off to the side and hitting your buddy in the face. It's a satin finished walnut pump action shotgun with superior fit and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available as well. And if you want to step up your game, we're going to tell you about the Maxis, the autoloader shotgun with waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, new power drive gas system reduces recoil. This firearm, this Maxis autoloader shotgun, is built for waterfowl hunting. Stop by, put one up to your shoulder, and you'll be in love with the Maxis. Browning Firearms from Clyde Sports Shop, your hunting headquarters. All firearms are, of course, priced on request. So when you stop by, they'll have a price right on there for you. I'm not going to give them over the air. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. ClydesFishingGear.com is the website. They are open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, January 1st, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. You can view their online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com and follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, that's Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line up. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
That you've all been told, and a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the Little Saint Nick.
man, you got to like that. Let's talk to Rob in Dundalk and then Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm just calling to enter the muzzleloader contest.
Looks like you're in.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. There we go. Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Well, good morning, Alan. Merry Christmas to you and Miss Robin and everything there. And also a happy anniversary to y'all.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah.
How y'all doing in there?
Doing all right. Getting over this, whatever this crud was I had last week. I'm slowly getting over it. And
I heard you say that.
Yeah. So
next Saturday is Christmas Eve. Y'all gonna broadcast that day too?
Oh yeah, we'll be here.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll be here Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. Yeah, man.
Okay. I'll check in and give you a call then.
No, I hope you do. Yeah, we're gonna be on the air with you. Hope you have a great weekend and great Christmas Eve. So we'll be here, buddy.
Well, yes, sir. Well, Mr. Allen, yes, sir. The same to you and Miss Robin. And tell Mr. Robin, I said good morning and hello and everything.
I will tell her. I will tell her that as soon as she gets in here.
Merry Christmas. Yes,
thank you, Ronald. I'll tell her you said that. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care, Alan.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Ronald. We appreciate our faithful listeners. I mean, I was thinking back, had a moment of reflection yesterday, and, you know, seeing all the names on the list of Facebook friends, and, you know, like I said, 160-some of them, and all the comments, they were very, very nice, and we appreciate that. You know, it's been a long life, and it's been a long time, and a long time on the radio. And thinking about the people I've hunted with and fished with, and not only that, but just got to be friends with and met throughout the years, the people we've given muzzleloaders to, the people we've interacted with, you know, measuring their deer, for example, or putting their pictures in a magazine, and so, you know, something along the line. I've just been truly, truly blessed with a lot of people in my life that took enough of their time to just, you know, say something, or, you know, even just click a button that says, you know, we like the fact that you had an anniversary. Just truly humbling. So I've been a little lacking on the social media the last while here, on the Outdoors and Radio Show page, on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly page. Been a lot, doing a lot on Bucks, Bears, Stags, the official measuring group for Maryland Big Game. We've been measuring deer right along. It looks like we're going to probably come close to 400 new animals in the next record book next fall, 2023. And we've been going back. Bob Newton, our chief measure guy in charge of that, has been going back looking at old records. And many of you know Fred Horn. Fred Horn we honored in the current record book, the first one. We dedicated the book to him. And he has turned over some records and photos to Bob. And Bob is reaching out to people with big deer. And records that, you know, don't necessarily pop out. And we're finding some amazing stories out there. We're entering some of the biggest deer, here in Maryland. We're what we call grandfathering them into the Bucks, Bears, Stags records from any of the old records. But we do reach out for the most part to those folks It, you know, part of the history of deer hunting here in Maryland is coming alive. And what's amazing to this is a lot of this was going on when we were just going on the radio show. But even before that, you know, if your dad or your grandpa or your uncle or your mom or somebody has taken a nice big deer in Maryland and never had it entered in the record book, let us know. You can get in touch with me here through the show. Just leave your name and number with Aaron and say, you know, there's a giant deer down in Wicomico County that my grandfather killed back in 1974, and we don't know that it's ever been recognized, and we'd like to figure out how to get that done. Well, we'll be glad to do that for you, because there's no year. We're not a contest, you know, year to year contest. We're just trying to come up with the most complete record of Maryland's big game. We are really, really looking for some of the bigger bears that were taken in some of the earlier seasons here in Maryland. We know there were some really nice bear taken in Garrett County and Allegheny County when the season first opened. And we don't have a lot of those early bears. We're getting more and more each year. But, you know, same thing. Hey, I've got an aunt who has a cousin that got a big bear in, you know, 2005 back in Garrett County, and nobody's ever recognized it. The records didn't exist for Maryland black bear back then, and now they do since 2017. So, you know, we have 13 years of catching up to do. And we have some world-class bears here. We really do. Same way with sika deer. You know, sika deer have been around for 100 years. We need to see some of those old records of sika deer. We've got some going back into the 70s and late 70s, early 80s. But, you know, we need to find those animals and get them recognized. So reach out to us. The website is Bucks, Bears, Stags. bucks-bears-stags.com. You can go on Ellis Outdoors. That's the easy way. When you go to look for the radio show, it's ellisoutdoors.com. There's a link right there on the homepage. You click on the link, it'll take you right there. And the website's easy to navigate. There's a button on there that says Request a Measure, and you click on that, and there's a little form that opens up, and that comes right to our email here, and we reply. So there's a page of events on there as well. Just go to measuring and look at the measuring events. February 4th, we'll be at the Electric Bass Anglers Flea Market. That's in Moncton at the Fire Hall there in Hereford. February, the last weekend in February, we'll be at the National Outdoor Show in southern Dorchester County. We'll be there Friday night, Saturday. March 11th, we'll be at the Maryland Bow Hunter Society. March 18th, and we haven't confirmed this with Mr. Compton yet, but we intend to be at the National Archery and Schools Program Championship in Carroll County in Westminster. That's the 18th. And then the following weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we'll be at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show at the Howard County Fairgrounds. So we've got a number of events coming up. And, of course, our guys do take appointments, just show up at their homes for the most part, and they'll measure your deer up. So how about that for a long commercial for Bucks, Bears, Stags? Anyway, our phone number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to get into the muzzleloader contest, we're giving that away the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month. We'll be more than glad to take your phone call. Record your name and phone number, and then go on the air with me for a minute. And if all you want to say is, I want to get in the contest, that's all you need to say, and we'll get you in the contest. If you'd like to, you know, have a comment or ask a question, we'd be glad to do that as well. Got an email from, oh, thank you, John B. I appreciate your kind words there, buddy. I did get your email. We got an email the other day from John G, who's talking about he lives near the Wye River, and normally it's just loaded up with geese, and he's not seeing the geese this year. And I talked to an old hunting buddy of mine yesterday at the farmer's market here in Easton, and he is a longtime goose hunter, even a guide, and he said, I'm not seeing a lot of geese. What's going on? I said, I don't know. I have no idea. Apparently, there's not enough cold weather up north to push them here yet. So, you know, are we seeing a shortage of geese here on the eastern shore this year? I mean, you know, I'll see a few flocks going over, but not like in past years. Even with the dip in the population over the past several years, you know, there have been more geese on the shore. So, you folks on the shore, you folks that are interested in goose hunting and, you know, participate in goose and duck hunting, are you seeing the geese, or are they not here, or are they not here yet? What's your predicament on that? What's your prediction on that? 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680 is your phone number. So, hi, baby. You look good. I saw that. It's conscious, folks. Not quite. What are you looking for? Oh, your iPad. Okay. Your headphones are right there in case. Okay. She'll be here at 6. The grandkids caught up with you. I think they probably did. Yeah, they can. You're not quite 60 yet. So, I would, just so you know, I've been talking about, this is the 34th anniversary of the show and our 5th anniversary. So people have been very kind so far. But whenever you enter the world of consciousness, we'll get you on the air. Yeah, I know. Real life radio, folks, doesn't get any more real than that. Doesn't get any more real than that. That's what she just said. You get the whole package when you get us. you gotta love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Talk to me about something, somebody. Because if you don't, we gotta take another break. And all you've heard is me just prattling on, so. Oh my goodness. It's always fun, isn't it? It is always fun. Hey, my new tires are doing great. My new tires, I switched up, went from Bridgestone to Firestone, and I'm loving them. They're very quiet, very nice control on the road. 70,000 mile guarantee. I don't know if I'll keep this truck for 70,000 miles. It's a 2015. Bought it in 2016. Has about 205,000 miles on it, something like that. So this is only the third set of tires I've had on it. I'm very happy. You know, it's been a good truck. So that brings me to talk about Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals and I get our tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model, and Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40, tractors and garden tractors and all that farm equipment. They can put tires on it. Yep. Even for your down to your little lawnmower, your wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. When that check engine light comes on, they can not only check it, they can diagnose it, they can repair it, whatever's wrong with your vehicle. The 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Did I mention you don't need an appointment for tires? Or you can call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And let me tell you one more time about this hour, the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Man, that'll be a happy new year for somebody, that's for sure. It's Sunday, January 1st, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. Why not start your new year out with an auction at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or bid online. View the online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com, russumsfurniture.hibid.com, and follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. And I have used these services. It's very simple. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auction on the Eastern Shore with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928. Let me get that right. I'll say it again. Write it down. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Okay, so we talked about that fireplace insert that Robin and I have here, the gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, made by a company called Enviro. Well, when I talked to Bill at Backyard Billy's, the Bill of Backyard Billy's, he's saying the move right now for people is to take a look at pellet stoves and pellet inserts and wood stoves and wood inserts. And it makes sense. It definitely makes sense, no question. The cost of other fuels as well. The Enviro company, E-N-V-I-R-O, makes pellet stoves and inserts. Now, you can go online to their website if you like. You can find it, you know, I'm sure, with your search engine, enviro.com, E-N-V-I-R-O.com, and take a look at all the different models. There are 7 freestanding models, and there are 2 gas fireplace inserts that can be done with pellet stoves. But you can count on Hearth America at Backyard Billy's to do the installation. They're located right there off Route 50, Graysonville, Kent Island. And they've got some really good-looking, you know, aesthetically pleasing models. I know when I had a wood stove back in Pennsylvania, it was just a square box, and it sat on, of course, a tile a plate there in the middle of the room, but it was ugly. It was ugly. Well, these beautiful pellet stoves from Enviro are wonderful. Now, wood stove, going to turn you over to Regency. Regency Fire, Regency-Fire.com. And, of course, all the installations done by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They've got the wood inserts in that firebox that you have in the wall, and they're beautiful. You know, they have the cast iron look to them. They're really pretty. And then they have the freestanding units as well for wood, for feeding with wood. And they've got one that's got really nice. It's got a cabinet on both sides, you know, that you can store the wood in. Modern looking, not just, you know, the old-timey cook stove type of look. Now, these are modern looking wood fireplaces, and you'll be glad you did. Find out the whole set of options for wood and pellet stoves at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Visit backyardbillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. Why not check them out this weekend? 410-827-4500. Maybe you'll find a nice Christmas present for somebody in your life. The exit is 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, let's talk to Ed in St. Michael's. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Good, thank you.
I would say the goose migration has changed over time radically. Pretty much, and I can't tell you why, but, you know, in the early 70s, I'd say our peak migration in Talbot County came like the last week in October.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, in the late 70s, the season was open for 90 days, and it was opening a lot of times in late October, like is it 22nd or 25th of October.
Right, and that's kind of why the Waterfowl Festival fell where it was. You know, it was,
yeah.
You know, you could come and go to the festival and go goose hunting and do the whole thing, but that's all changed.
Yes, yeah. In the early 70s and late 60s, the season opened like on the 1st of November.
Right.
But for the last 10 or 20 years, I would say at home, I noticed, you know, you go deer hunting the second week of deer season, gun season,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly, like on Monday or Tuesday, all of a sudden there's a lot of geese around.
Yep, it's crazy.
And that's been the case up until a couple of years ago. And I'd say 2 years back, I kind of lost my small flush of geese in October. And there's not many geese around now. I would not say that there are no geese.
Right, right. But they're not like they used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're on a minimal amount of geese. And I really think that you've got to have good freezing weather to freeze up freshwater ponds and stuff in Pennsylvania. I mean, you've had a lot of snow now
right.
in New York and in Pennsylvania. But it's got to get just a little bit colder. And these geese don't stay much south of the snow line anymore.
That's true.
I think we're going to see a lot next week.
I do, too.
But it's odd. I mean, I'm on my way to Cambridge this morning to hunt with a friend of mine who used to come up and hunt with me all the time for the last 10 years
right.
while his kids were growing up because they had no geese down in Cambridge. Well, last year they had a ton, and they've got a lot of geese now.
Got it.
So it's odd, but...
Well, they go where the food is, you know, that's for sure.
Well, they do that, but they're lazy. I mean, they don't move unless they have to.
Exactly. Well, that's true, too. So,
South Jersey and southeast Pennsylvania will hold a lot of geese that it never used to hold.
That's true.
Years ago.
Yep.
So I think they will get here, but they're not quite full force yet.
I got it. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the input. Take
right.
care. Good luck today. Merry Christmas. Matt in Pasadena. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Matt. Matt couldn't hold. How about Dale in Easton? Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
All right. Congratulations. You're in order. If I had known yesterday, I would have mentioned it.
No. Yeah, deep, dark secret, buddy.
Yeah. Well, Alan, I can honestly say I was there when it all started.
You were there when it all started, right, Dale. That's exactly right. You were with me at Dunkin' Donuts.
At the good old Drunken Donuts.
Yep, when Miss Robin walked in and we met for the first time after she got done hiding at Walmart with her mother.
So, but I wanted to wish you congratulations, Alan. That's good.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
So, yeah. Well, I got a sick boss here this morning. So.
Oh no.
Got to tend to her. So.
Oh
yeah.
No. Did that suddenly come on? I mean, she seemed to be okay yesterday.
It's been brewing for a couple of days.
So yeah, I got it. All right, we'll get back to Maryland and wish her best for us.
And give my best to the boss and tell her congrats and. Appreciate her ability to, shall we say, tolerate a certain individual for so long.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. I'll tell her just that, just what you said.
Alan, thanks. I'll give you a shout. We'll get up and down this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Alan. I'll
see you, buddy.
Here.
Bye-bye. Well, how about that? I was just congratulated, for finding you, and you were congratulated for being able to tolerate a certain individual for so many years. Yes. So I don't know exactly what he meant by that, but we'll let that one go. What do you mean you do? If you're going to talk, you better get your headphones on.
I'll see you at 6.
See you at 6:05. All right. Fair enough. Told you she's in the room. She just woke up. And we are getting ready to get on the air for the second hour. I guess she needs to take that news break and get awake, and we'll do all that. So looking forward to that. We do have time for one more caller. Sorry, Matt in Pasadena had to hang up. Matt, if you want to call back, we'll get you right in right now. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Getting that muzzleloader contest. You do have to go on the air with me to get in the contest. The only way you can avoid that is by emailing ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and put in your line ML contest, muzzleloader contest, something so that I know to enter you in the contest. I don't always get back to everybody, but I see every email. Everybody that signed up is in. So, just be confident that you're in the mix. I didn't miss anybody, and we appreciate that. So, I don't know what else to say. I'm out of words here at the 2-minute mark, but it'll come. We'll just talk about something. There you go. There you go. There's the music. I get to say it today. Hey, everybody. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. It's Christmas. Great time to think about friends and family. And think about the real reason for the season. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Who came to dwell among us, to die, to rise again, to show us that our sins can be forgiven and we can have an eternal home in heaven.